7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. But when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet. Anyway, to them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think that red feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. For the people, look at America, the so-called this. How foolish, where the money went.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of and to the Rastafari community movement for freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth, Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way of peace through freedom, justice, and equality, obedience to the Most High. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org. The recording date, Sunday, November the 10th, 2013. All right. Now, the other attribute associated with Mars is malefic. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Malefic. Productive of evil. Malign. Doing harm. Baneful. A malefic spell. So here's what we are looking at. We have to make sure that as we go about warring with the enemy, that we keep the malefic attribute in check. Keep our defects in check. So if you study Venus and study, what is that sign? If there's a sign, I'm not going to say it now because it's going to take too much time. But if you look at the zodiac chart, on the opposite of Aries is another sign. And what you see is a balancing. And that sign has the power, planetary power, of Venus. And Venus is the goddess of love, wisdom, I believe, as well. And so we have to counterbalance the war nature with the love nature. This is rooted in African teaching, but because so much abuse of zodiac, abuse of science, abuse of this type of knowledge, then the church rejected it on the rank and file level, but the popes and the ruling class and ruling family elites in the church purposefully disconnected us from this teaching so that we wouldn't understand the power within ourselves and then be able to see that they have sold us out. Now watch this. Going back to verse 2, this month, chapter 12, Exodus, shall be unto you the beginning of months. So let me see. The beginning here, 7218, Rosh, masculine noun, having to do with head, top, summit, upper part, chief, total, sum, height, front, head of animals and man, top of a mountain, height of stars, chief, head of man, city, nation, place, family, priest. What head of a division, company, band. What we're looking at is a civilization of leaders and people, men and women, who are able to run a nation, run a creation, run the universe. We are called to run the universe on behalf of the Most High. Now, the word months, 2320, Hebrew Sash, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Also, masculine noun, 2320, Kodesh, means new moon, month, monthly, the first day of the month, lunar moon. Rooted in another word, Kadash, 2318, Hebrew Sash, meaning to be new, to renew, to repair. What is this scripture telling us? What is the Most High Father and Mother Yahweh, 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 Jehovah telling us? What is Moshe telling us? We need a renewal, renewing, repair. We need to be repaired. System of slavery, colonialism, exploitation, economic slavery, all manner of exploitation, destroying the human family. We are in need of a renewing. Like you see the moon every month, renewing moon in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and then the full moon, and then a renewing of that whole process. We're tying in to solar science, that's science connected with the sun, tying in to lunar science, science connected with the moon, tying into astral science. Did we not see that the word beginning has to do with being the head and stars? So we are to study the science of the universe, philosophy, know yourself, know knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the universe to for the salvation of the soul, so that we may know ourselves and come together. And as the individual selves of the Most High Self, seen in the unity of the self of the universe, we then are able to renew. Now I want to move, I think, to the actual ritual of the ram or sheep and the goats. Let me see if I can find that word sheep. Yeah, sheep, the word sheep, 3532, Hebrew Sash, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, it means lamb, sheep, or young ram. We're tying in to Aries. We're tying in to the zodiac. We're tying in to the movement of the sun and the movement into the different ages to teach us of the various powers, attributes, characteristics of ourselves, so we may know ourself, so that we may know that the system has lied to us about ourself, that they do not want us to know ourself and know the self in each other, and they want us to be disconnected from the self, from quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the atom, the pole, that we are that seed of the Most High, that we are that seed, Adam, at atom, reflective of the universe, all of that expansive power seen in the study of the zodiac. So we see the young ram here. Now we're getting to this ritual where for this Passover, the first Passover that the African Hebrew Israelite nation, the people are about to be free in the middle of March, Aries, and they are to roast with fire a sheep, young, a lamb, or a young ram, or even a goat. And the goat, let me see this word goat right quick. The word goat, A's, a female goat, she-goat, kid. 5810 is the root for this word goat. Azaz, to be strong. To be strong and prevail. So we're back to this word strength and strong and prevail, but coming through the feminine. Sisters and brothers, the human family, we must understand sacred masculine and sacred feminine power. So they were to roast this goat with fire, or sheep, or young ram with fire. And let me see if this word fire is what I think it is. Yes, the word fire is Aish, 784, feminine noun, supernatural fire for cooking, fire flames, altar fire, accompanying theophany. Remember, Moses was looking at the fire, looking at the feminine aspect of the Most High as fire in the bush. Europeans want to call us pagan, heathen, animists. We are animists. Yes, we know that the whole universe is animated by the power of the Most High. Every facet of the universe animated by the power and life and spirit and soul and energy and being of the Most High. They are to roast the flesh of the animal with fire and unleavened bread with bitter herbs and eat it. All of this was to commemorate and celebrate freedom, justice, and equality. Freedom, justice, and equality. Killing that animal also means kill the animal passions. Kill those things within ourselves that are hurtful to ourselves. Extract our defects. Control our lower nature. Control our emotions and energy. We don't say not to exhibit emotion, but we say don't let emotion take us off course. Use the emotion. Study our emotion. Our emotions. Study the cause of our emotions so that we may understand how to use our emotions to gain freedom, justice, and equality. Now, they were to take, let me see now, they were to take the blood of the animal and put it on the sides of the doors of their homes. Oh yes, verse 7. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two posts and on the doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Now, to you who know Africa, to you who know African indigenous science and rituals, to you who know various symbols in Africa, I'm sure you're saying, hey, that sounds like voodoo. That sounds like juju. And it is. That sounds like Ashanti. See, this is African science, sisters and brothers. African science is what we're looking at. Because all of this is symbolic. The word blood is a masculine noun. So we're looking at the sacred masculine. Put that blood on the two sides of your door and on the upper door post of your house. What is that a sign of? Do research on the Tau cross. The Tau cross. It is the form of a T. When you look at a cross and cut off the top of the cross, you see a T. And if you put a marking on the two sides of your door, then on the top, you form a type of a T. I kept racking my brain. What is this meaning? What is this a sign of? And my pastor was preaching, not agreeing with everything he was preaching, but you must listen to each other, because in our talking to each other, even though there be disagreement, and we want to deal with the disagreement and totally agree 100% on the truth, no agreement to disagree. No, that means we have given up. But keep listening to each other, because you may find inspiration. So I was listening to him talk about the two signs, or the sign of blood on left and right of the door, then on the top of the door. And he did the sign in motion. And I said, oh, yeah. In the African Hebrew Israelite temple, which is an exact replica of the temple in Africa, Kemet, when you get to the holies and the holy of holies, if you were to look at that structure, the holy and the holy of holies, and how it was constructed, you would see the form of a T. Now, what is this teaching us? When you look up the word house, it say put this on the two side posts of your house, of your post, of your door, and on the upper door post of the houses. The word house is bayith. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, 1004. House, dwelling, habitation, body, abode of light and darkness. Isn't that interesting? You see, darkness is the womb that produces light. And we want to see the darkness of the womb used for righteousness to produce light, rather than the darkness of the womb used for evil. But the word house also has to do with the temple. Oh, sisters and brothers. And you are the temple of the Most High. The universe is the temple of the Most High. We are the temple that is the house. This physical structure is the temple. And the spirit soul energy that is the real you, the real Christ soul energy coming from the Ka of the Most High, that house is the house and the temple of that spirit, soul, Christ energy. So putting the blood on the two sides of the door, the top of the door of the house, is symbolic of the universe and creation, and we, the human family, as the true temple of the Most High. And within us is the Holy of Holies, our spirit, our soul, our emotions, our real self is hidden and unseen, housed within this temple that we call our physical structure. And when you go into the Holy of Holies, you, this African construct, replica, you see on the left a 7-candlestick menorah, a 7-branched lampstand called the Great Menorah. So this 7-branched lampstand represents in Africa the movement of the sun through the 7 pole stars. There are 7 pole stars that every 2,000 plus years, there's a new pole star. The earth moves on a wobble. And whenever we get through another zodiac house, we wobble to another true north, and another one of those stars of the seven becomes the new pole star for the next, if you divide 26,000 years by seven, then you would get the estimation of how many years we remain in a particular pole star. And then you track that with the 12 houses of the zodiac in the counterclockwise, 26,000 years total, divide that by 12, and you get the sun's relation in the zodiac. So this seven branched lampstand representing the seven pole stars, representing 26,000 years time period, showing us that we need light, we need wisdom, we need knowledge to see in this time so that we may have salvation. We also see in the holies was the shoe bread of life. We need to eat physically, and we need to eat spiritually and mentally and morally. All of this teaching, all of this African teaching. And then we also see the veil that separates the holies from the Holy of Holies. And I am reminded that that veil represents the sacred feminine. If you examine the anatomy and the vaginal tract, there is for a virgin, a piece of flesh that separates that sacred womb. And even the labia, we're talking of the physical anatomy in a holy and righteous manner. The labia, those two, they're like curtains that separate the holy and sacred womb. And only the righteous man is supposed to enter. So the holies is the sacred masculine. Holy of Holies, the sacred feminine. The high priest representing the sacred masculine. The temple representing the sacred feminine. And going into that temple and producing life, producing light. In the Holy of Holies was the Ark of the Covenant, the mercy seat, the two cherubims on either side. All of this is African. The winged angels with men faces. That's African. That's Kemet. That's Egypt. You can go to Egypt right now and see the Sphinx. See that Sphinx as the cherubim. These attributes and powers within ourselves, and the covenant, that agreement with creation, that agreement with the Most High, that we would stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. So with light, with knowledge and wisdom, with bread of life, with this mind of providing the universe as for equal access to every human being, so that we may eat on all levels, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. This Tau cross. This Tau cross, that's what we're looking at when we see the blood on the left, the right of the door, and the blood on the top. That is the form of the Tau cross, and you and I are the temple, and we are to symbolically be that temple that is protected from the death and judgment of the system. And as we go into this knowledge and wisdom and understanding, we become protected. Now, let me make this last point. I'll just say it from my mind. That is said that the judgments were for the judging of the gods of Egypt. Now, the word gods is Elohim. Elohim, let me make sure. That word gods should be Elohim. That is verse. I have so much paperwork here, sisters and brothers, trying to do so many things at once. Let me see. Verse 12 of Exodus chapter 12. That word, yes, 430 Elohim. Now, sisters and brothers, angels, spirit, soul, energy. You and I, spirit, angel, soul, energy. You and I are Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. Psalm division 82, verse 6. So every human being, we all are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. But some of us, reflecting bad spirit energy, reflecting the bad angel spirit soul energy, have gone off from the Most High, gone off from Yahweh, Yahuwah, gone off from life and existing. Now doing the bidding, these wicked ones, these individuals who have acquired wicked actions, wicked spirit, wicked soul energy, doing the bidding of the wicked ruling class, ruling families. These are the gods of the Hyksos, not the black man and woman, Egypt, Kemet. But those Hyksos were wicked gods and goddesses, wicked Elohim. We are forced to do political examination and examine how rulers doing the bidding of Satan, doing the bidding of the demons, have become wicked spirit, wicked soul energy. We want to be righteous Elohim, righteous soul energy. This was not a judgment on the black African Egyptian Kemet. This was judgment on the wicked actions of those Indo-European Hyksos invader slave masters who thought they could use the African Kemet religion for wicked purposes. So the Most High, in all of those plagues, using the false usage, turning it against the wicked actions of those Indo-European Hyksos. Let me see if I can find a couple of current events and current affairs with this backdrop and understanding and truth telling. I love Democracy Now. She has flaws, Amy Goodman, but she covers so many Democracy Now issues that are helpful, helping us to form our minds and deal with all manner of issues. We are living in the world Occupy made. New York City voters elect a mayor who vows to tax the rich. And now we see that various people are trying to examine the political landscape. We see that the masses of the people are really searching for someone that will stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And we are conflicted with, do we want to go with somebody from the Green Party who we say may lose? Well, they will keep losing if we don't vote for them. Or do we want to try our best to find the lesser of two evils, or the better of those who are presented to us by the wicked system? We have a new man. What's this man's name? Bill de Blasio, elected mayor in New York City. He's presenting himself as a progressive, but there is indication that he may have told the business people behind doors, don't worry about it. But we want to recognize that the people really do want to see change. Let me take this break, and I'm going to come back for about 10 minutes on the other side of this break.